Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a couple of brothers, Austin and Brandon Kinsler, joining us, better known as the Kinsler Brothers. And Austin and Brandon, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us, Warren.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Of course, we appreciate you guys taking some time. We were able to pull you off from magnet fishing recently, but no, we're glad that you're able to stop in and share more about what you guys do. And it's quite a list of what you guys do. And this kind of all started a while ago in fall of 2019. You guys started the channel, and kind of the rest is history, right?
Yeah, we kind of started out just we first went out and bought mountain bikes because we saw that there was mountain bike trails in Jamestown.
Yeah.
And then my brother was like, well, maybe we should get a GoPro so we could film us on these trails. So we did that, and then I started watching YouTube because before I didn't really watch much YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it kind of just fell into the YouTube hole there, and it was just watching all kinds of videos and started watching other mountain bikers.
Yeah.
Seeing what they did and what they like to do, and then just kind of the rest just history. We just kind of fell into it and loved doing it.
And then we started doing fan reaction videos and how-to videos and stuff that deals with our everyday job too as well.
For sure. Yeah. Well, So then going with that, then like you guys do have a job. This is kind of like a hobby thing for you guys right now.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely. I mean, one day we hope that it'll provide enough income so that we don't have to do our everyday job anymore. So that'd be really awesome.
For sure. Yeah. Well, and if anybody has seen your guys' YouTube channel, which I hope people do check out, the Kinsler Bros, they'll see that you guys are just like basically just having fun and doing what you guys want to do. You guys have done, like you said, the fan reactions, mountain biking. There's been giveaways in there too, right?
Yes, we have done some giveaways. We've given away a few PS4s, some Beats headphones, a Fitbit watch, a $250 Amazon gift card.
Dang.
And we first started out doing these giveaways. We made it international, so we kind of made that mistake. Because the $250 Amazon gift card winner lived in England, so kind of had to do a little bit of logistical stuff to get it in the right currency. And then the other PS4 giveaways, the two winners were in India.
Oh my gosh.
So that we had to ship them to India. And so that ended up working out, but it was a little bit of a hassle and it was a learning experience as well.
Yeah. So then I guess let's go into this a little bit. Obviously, like we said, it's a hobby that you guys are doing. This is just for fun that you guys do. What was the inspiration? Like, you know, you saw mountain biking, you got the GoPro. You just wanted to share that with everybody, or what was kind of like the whole thought behind all of that?
Yeah, we just wanted to show everybody what we were doing and try to maybe give them a good laugh or whatever, you know.
We had the GoPro already, and we had a good time filming our first video, and then we're really into sports, so the fan reaction videos just came natural because we get really amped up watching NDSU Bison football games and Minnesota Vikings, our favorite teams, and we thought, well, why don't we just film it live and then see how it works, see if people like it, you know. And it was really fun to do, and we got to shoot off a bunch of confetti all the time because they were especially when you watch the Bison, because the Bison win a lot.
Yes, they do.
They never lose.
You get to shoot off confetti all the time.
For sure. Again, we have Austin and Brandon Kinsler joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So like I said, a mishmash of things. You guys look like you have a lot of fun doing it. And now recently you came upon this thing, magnet fishing. For somebody who hasn't heard what magnet fishing is, kind of describe what that is.
Well, basically what it is you're using a big magnet that you can get online at different various websites. Brute Magnetics is who we go through to use for our magnets and our ropes. And basically the easiest way to do it is to go to a bridge wherever you may live, and you got to have a nice paracord rope with a carabiner on it, and you can do it that way, or you can just tie the rope to your magnet and make sure you got a good knot and just throw it off the bridge. You can find whatever's metal. It might be valuable, or it's mainly just scrap metal, building materials,
nails,
bolts, just all kinds of stuff that you might find. And what we do with it is we just take it to the recycling center.
Sure.
And we don't get paid for it. We just bring it to them, let them do what they want with it.
Because
you got to kind of have a lot of metal
to make
you gotta have a place to store it, and we don't have a place to store
for
it
sure.
At the moment.
Yeah.
And we are cleaning up the river as well.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the biggest, one of the coolest things I find about this is, you know, going back, like there's more to it than just like tying a magnet onto like a fishing pole, for example. You say magnet fishing, I think of that, but it's more than that. And then, yeah, cleaning up the area rivers. You guys have been all over with this too, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done a lot of it in Jamestown. We went to Valley City and like we've magnet fished almost all the bridges in Valley.
Nice.
And then we also went over into Minnesota and we went to Fergus Falls and magnet fished a lot of the bridges over in that area.
Yeah.
But on that trip, we really didn't find much. So either somebody else is magnet fishing or they're really clean over there,
which is really nice that it's clean. Yeah.
I mean, even though we don't find a whole lot, it's still really fun.
Right. Yeah. And so let's go into some of these finds you guys mentioned, like obviously some leftovers from whether that's construction or old buildings, like bolts, nails, and pipes and things. But you guys have come across some pretty awesome stuff.
Right. Like that, 357 Ruger revolver that was loaded. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, so we had to notify the authorities on that weapon because it looked pretty new.
Yeah.
And they did take it from us, and we're still in the loop on what is going on with that.
We
haven't heard back since we have talked to Detective Falk, and they're running the serial number through ATF, and they're supposed to get back to us, and hopefully we might be able to get a chance to get it back.
For sure.
We could restore it, so that would be really cool. One of the other unique finds was another gun that we found. It was an 1863 Remington black powder revolver. That one was found in Nikias Park, just off the walk bridge, in a couple feet of water.
Yeah.
And
dangling off my magnet.
Yeah.
Just barely got it.
I got it right off the end of the barrel, pulling it off.
Dang. That is crazy. And the coolest part about it, and I spent some time watching it too, was then you did this huge process of like of restoring the gun, and now you have like this nice case for it and everything. That was really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a whole restoring video. It took over a month to restore using various chemicals, apple rust, iron out, and Clorox, toilet bowl cleaner.
Yeah.
It was a learning process for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, because while you guys are, like I said, the biggest part of the channel is you guys have fun doing it. You're showing everybody that you can have fun doing different things. And during that restore process, you could tell you were learning along with it too. So a person who has never done that before can watch that and be like, okay, so that didn't work out very well because you guys went through that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the works toilet bowl cleaner works really well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. You wouldn't think it would.
Well, there were some things that when some of the chemicals, I was like, that would totally work. And you're like, well, we didn't get a very good response to that. So we used something else. And it's wild. But anyway, Austin and Brandon Kinsler joining us here on Let's Talk About It, the Kinsler brothers. So if you're looking for some entertaining things, you guys are right here in Jamestown, I believe, too, right? This is where you live and do a majority of your videos here, right?
Yeah, we have been. But I mean, lately we've been going out of town.
All over the place.
Valley City. We went to Lisbon. And yeah, we plan on going all over the place.
For sure.
Because eventually Jamestown's going to be fished out on the bridges. You know, there's only so much off the bridges.
Right, right.
Unless we get a boat and then we could do it off that.
Like further out and stuff. Right, right. Yeah.
But we do plan on doing some more magnet fishing in town because the Jamestown Reservoir is no longer letting out as much water. So then the current isn't very strong.
It's a little lower too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's way easier to catch stuff.
Yeah. So when the current is really going fast on the other side, on the opposite side of the bridge where the current is going away from you.
Yeah.
You can't get next to the bridge to get objects.
For sure.
It's just pushing your magnet out.
Yeah.
Because it pushes it out there.
Yeah, so there's more out there.
And then stuff falls off your magnet when you're pulling it in.
Right, because the water is pushing against it. Yeah, I get it. So there's a lot that goes into it, but I would encourage anybody who's interested in what you guys are doing to follow your YouTube channel. And you guys are available in a couple other ways, too, if they want to follow the Kinsler Bros, right?
Yeah, we also have a Twitter account, same name, the Kinsler Bros. We also have an Instagram account and a TikTok, all in the same name, the Kinsler Bros. On the Facebook accounts, those are just separate. There's just Austin and Brandon Kinsler.
Perfect. Austin or Brandon, anything else you guys want to mention about the channel or about what you guys do and or anything else you want to throw out there?
We are doing a magnet giveaway soon. Once we reach 2,000 subscribers, which isn't very far away, we're giving away an 880-pound single-sided magnet with a rope, courtesy of Brute Magnetics.
Nice.
So watch out for that giveaway if you if you watch the channel.
Yeah, we're only like 90 subscribers away.
So. Seriously, that's awesome. Yeah, so about 2,000 subscribers, but I'm sure that's going to grow doing those giveaways and stuff too. No word on if you guys will do like lessons or anything with the magnet, or is it just here's your magnet, good luck kind of thing?
Well, we might do a how-to video on how to magnet fish.
Awesome.
How to take things off your magnet, because if there are some, like if you get sharp objects on there and you're not careful, you can easily cut yourself
for sure
and poke yourself, and more than likely it's rusted. So if you could get tetanus, you might want to be up to date on tetanus shots.
Right.
And we're also very welcoming on if people want to come and join us.
Yeah,
we throw that out there. If you want to come, that'd be awesome. We have had a few friends on the show before.
Awesome.
Jesse and Zach have joined us, and they really have a blast doing it.
That is awesome. So again, the Kinsler Bros on YouTube, follow their channel, follow what they're doing with the magnet fishing. I'm sure other ventures will pop up on the YouTube channel as well as we go. But Brandon and Austin, thank you guys so much for joining us here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.